like it when we talk the truth. You don't like it when we wake up the youth. So you want us to keep quiet, 'cause you wanna keep treating them like fools, using them like tools. But let me tell you, we won't abandon our souls. No, sell it for your dollar bills. Seeking for wisdom, trying to improve our freedom. Hey, there is no insanity nursing in our bosom. Still, you wanna treat us like hoodlums. You're lying, you're cheating, you're killing. But we're still standing, shouting, protesting, resisting, fighting for our yearnings. Truth and fire we are spitting, while your lies and propaganda keep spreading. Our mothers are crying and mourning, because your police and your soldiers keep killing.
Hello, hello. Welcome back, everybody. Today is September 1st, 2023. Welcome to the final hour. Hope everyone is doing good, having a good weekend lining up. Last week, we discussed the Maui fires, and we considered all the strange coincidences, if you believe in coincidences anymore. We briefly discussed the possible new COVID restrictions. We covered the Georgia hate crimes bill that was passed earlier this year, and we took some good callers. And in this show tonight, we're going to continue reading on with the Ultimate Utopia, left off on about page 38. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Maui fire, because, of course, you know, the 22nd year anniversary of 9/11 is coming up, and I think we talked about that for, I don't know, weeks or years afterwards. But anyways, these Maui fires are pretty important, and I'll cover a really good article about how GIS might have been used to basically burn out the areas that they didn't want. I'm going to cover a little bit more. Just some odds and ends, random stuff. There's a CIA document I had just seen. Maybe some of you heard it, but it's kind of considering the possibility whether or not Kissinger was a Russian asset. And this was back in the, I think, the 90s or something. So anyways, we'll get to that all a little later. For any new listeners here, we've been reading from a book called The Ultimate Utopia, as pictured in the Jewish Utopia. That was a book found in the mid-50s, and this author wrote a book about it, about what he read in the Ultimate Jewish Utopia. So it's pretty interesting. It's pretty insightful. We could draw a lot of parallels with what we're seeing today. I think it's a really important book that we check out and listen to. And yeah, you can find it online. It's linked in the hyperlinks on the show. It's called The Ultimate Utopia. All right, so anyways, we left off about page 39. Seven strata aristocracy. While the utopia cherished by the Talmudic Jews is not to be considered, not to be a considerable degree socialist in economy, some private ownership will be allowed, for the author makes reference to it. He says property cannot be bequeathed to heirs. The confiscation of property from the heirs is socialistic. Though the Jewish revolutionary leaders proclaimed to their people that socialism, as also their concept of democracy, the kind found in Soviet Russia, is a Jewish invention. And although every sizable socialist organization and movement today is of Jewish origin and or under Jewish management, evidently socialism, like its twin communism, is largely to be a temporary vehicle, a vehicle for destruction of the races and nations and conquest of private property. For in the utopia, after the Jewish machine gets its power, its leaders will scorn the doctrine of equality, which they now so diligently spread among us. There will be seven groups of righteous, classified according to seven grades of light, namely the light of the sun, moon, heaven, stars, lightnings, and lilies, and of the candlestick in the sanctuary. Here again we see the Jewish revolutionaries playing a double game with us, secretly planning for an ultimate seven-strata aristocracy while spreading socialism among us, evidently to induce us to let the government take all our property away and own us outright. Because if Jews, so let's go on to the next page, are missionaries of any new movement, such as socialism, naturally they may expect to dominate it, if it takes over the government. They will then use the socialist government as their vehicle for conquest of men and materials. So I'm going to go back, because there's a footnote, and that one looks pretty good. Jewish literature is replete with reports showing how their leaders inspire revolutions which undermine the stability and character of Western nations and racial elements, from Rome down to the current climatic world revolution. Jewish author Marcus Eli Ravage, in two articles in the January and February 1928 issues of the Century magazine, summarized the Jewish revolutionary role in non-Jewish countries. You have not begun to appreciate the real depth of our guilt. We are intruders. We are disturbers. We are subverters. We have taken your natural world, your ideals, your destiny, and played havoc with them. We have been at the bottom not merely of the latest great war, First World War, but nearly of all your wars, not only of the Russian communist, but every other major revolution in your history. We have brought discord and confusion and frustration into your personal and public life. We are still doing it. No one can tell how long we shall go on doing it. Ravage relates how his ancestors, hating the Roman government and soldiers, which had burned Jerusalem in an effort to stop Jewish subversive activities. Okay, so going back to the reading. The great majority of the people will be farmers, engaged in agriculture, and will obtain, without difficulty, their livelihood from the products of the land. So he's referencing, that was a quote directly from page 55 of the Jewish Utopia. Think of what such a development would mean for America. Today, over three-fourths of the people of our country live in towns and cities. Evidently, all or most of the metropolitan areas are to be wiped out, and if the majority of the people are to be farmers, then the world's population must be drastically reduced, and it will have to be kept down in order to provide farms and for the great majority. The French Revolution, which had Jewish fingerprints all over it, was going to reduce the population and send the remnants back to primitive life. Again, quoting from the book, everyone will acquire different kinds of land so that the product in the fields will satisfy the various needs of the individual. In the new societal order, every member of the ideal community of the righteous will receive without great effort whatever necessary sustenance he may desire. In the ideal era, no one will lead a luxurious and spendthrift life because of inherited fortunes. One will enjoy and use only those things which he himself has earned through his own labor and efforts. No time will be spent by a part of the population in supplying useless luxuries. The laws and regulations of the new universal state will therefore be few in number and seldom violated. There will always be a steady employment, since population and distribution will be scientifically and universally regulated. Production will be organized internationally and not nationally. Raw materials, likewise, will be controlled by central authority so that the present waste will disappear. Israel to control education. Control by a central authority is the essence of this plan. God will be
of a secondary importance in the new social and economic order. The city of Jerusalem will possess most of the gold and precious stones of the world. The depreciation of the importance of gold and its like does not necessarily imply the introduction of the system of common ownership of property. The secondary importance given to gold in the new social order will be due to two main reasons. First, the equal distribution of private property and other necessities of life will automatically depreciate the importance of gold and other luxuries. The second reason is that the people will be trained and educated to differentiate between real spiritual values and material values. Who is to divide up the property? Who is to train and educate the people to a specific purpose and ideal? Obviously, that authority will be all-powerful, ruling every life. In Western countries, the ideal always obtained that the parent was responsible for the education of his children. It was the parent's right and responsibility to say whether or not his children should be educated and in what way and what the education should consist. The influences of Jewish socialism, which swept Germany in the 19th century and 20th century, threw the control of education into the hands of the state, largely replacing parental-controlled private education with state-controlled public education. The same Jewish socialism took root in America and has now all but completed the transfer of authority and responsibility for education from the parent to the state. The transfer is throwing power into the hands of the Jewish machine, since the Jewish-inspired liberal movements dominate it. And this liberal-dominated public education system is wiping out any knowledge of our traditions, the struggles of our fathers and their fathers, to regain freedom of the individual, sweeping away our anchorage, leaving our children prime for indoctrination with Jewish liberalism and racial integration. The author makes clear that it is the Jewish power seated in Jerusalem, headed by a descendant of the House of David, the Holy One, an absolute dictator, which is to divide up the property, ceding it only to favorites. Quoting from the book, "For the righteous and upright will belong all the wealth, treasures, industrial gains, and all the other resources of the world. To the unrighteous will belong nothing. While property is not to be passed on from father to son, still there will be some private property, as stated heretofore. And since various kinds of land are to be included, so as to produce a variety of farm products, and since only the righteous are to hold property, we may hazard a guess that this points towards something like Jewish-owned feudal estates. The Jewish machine made war on the feudal estates of Europe and later on the landed aristocracy, precipitating the bloody French Revolution and subsequent communist-type class revolutions, which destroyed the last vestiges of the landed estates and many of the people who had built them. The landed estates have been founded by the finest of the Teutonic and Celtic tribesmen and leaders of the red-headed Celts, Goths, and Norse, Vikings, and the fair Angles and Saxons. Giant men described by historians as men of great stature, personal dignity, dogged honesty, and general leadership. It was the mighty racial leadership, the foundation of this age of civilization, which had to be wiped out if the nationalist Jew were to march on. The propagandists of Jewish revolutions have ever disguised their real aims. The shape of the revolutions, along with class and religious lines, but the result was race warfare, since it is, by and large, the remnants of the old northern blood and character, even though mixed with other white elements, which constitute the upper class. The men of the ability and ambitious nature naturally become the upper class. And in Europe and in Americas, these men are, for the most part, men of the Anglo-Saxon and closely related stock. And as for the war on religion, both the communists and the Zionists hate Christianity, attacking it from without and infiltrate and change it from within. And killing millions of Christian leaders and communists destroy the Gentile leadership. The war is against us, but the Jewish strategists, apparently considering themselves to be a racial unit, have always been too smart to use the word race. except in writing strictly for their own kind. Mr. Higger, for instance, speaks of his people as a race. Their appeal, analyzed, is exactly a racial appeal, but outnumbered 100-1 by people of other races. It would be foolish to launch out openly in race war. Rather, they must condemn as bigotry any thought of race while paradoxically quickening the race or tribal pride of their own people by constant talk of race, bigotry, and anti-Semitism among people who oppose their program. Notice how this cunning propaganda works. It makes the Gentiles, the whites, ashamed to stand up for survival of their race, fearing to be called a scare name. But it makes the Jews feel as if they are being attacked racially, and thus quickens their race pride. Jewish-dominated feudal estates. The hint that land will be appointed to the righteous in sizable estates and the all-powerful position of the Jewish leaders in the utopian era apparently mean that the Jewish planters hope to completely supplant the masters of the old feudal estates. Thus, they will at last, if they succeed, bring the revolution full circle. We find some support for this belief or surmise in the economic process in the communist countries. The property was taken away from the Gentiles. Only a few rich Jews owned property, especially land in the old Russia and Poland, by the Jewish communist dictatorship. And by the 1930s and 40s, certain favored Jews had been granted fabulous state franchises in the Red Empire. Miss Karpovskaya, a wife of Moltov, sister of the Jewish importer Sam Karp of Bridgeport, Connecticut, was given the perfume and cosmetic concession, supposedly for the entire Soviet Union. And then Jewish Deputy Premier Lazar Kazhinov was put in charge of all the great industrial centers of Gentile slave labor. Quite a sizable feudal estate. Jewish financier Jacob Ashberg, former affiliate of the Rothschild and Warburg banking houses, operated at the Nya Banken of Sweden. And handled the finances for the Reds. Went to Russia for a few weeks after the Bolshevik seizure of power in 1917, and ever since has been the dictator of Soviet finances. The secret police, which actually constituted the power of or over the government at all times, was headed by a Jew up to the death or liquidation or disappearance of Bria. We have no knowledge of the racial identity of Bria's successors, but the Sheehan document, entered in the Congressional Record by Representative Timothy P. Sheehan, August 5, 1957, indicates that there probably has been no change of power. The secret, hidden, self-constituted committee called the Communist Security System still runs the government and the Communist Party from behind the scenes, and the officials seen by the public are only puppets. Well, pretty true today. We know that the power of Bolshevism or communism originally was completely Jewish. The Jewish inner clique could do as they pleased with the regime. During the Second World War, the regime had to make compromises to keep the whole populace of White Russia and the Ukraine from going over into the invading Germans. And now anti-communism and anti-Semitism are forcing compromises and forcing the hidden committee to keep Jews out of conspicuous positions. Almost immediately after the communist conquest of Rumania and Hungary, it became evident that a few Jewish Reds had divided up the spoils among themselves. Even the Internationalist Time magazine, September 20, 1948, carried an article describing Budapest, the city with air pawn shop. All right, guys, right back. God bless this home. Not goddamn thy neighbor. They repeat history but can't recycle paper. They don't see the forest or the trees, just skyscrapers. Towers.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Prince, the shape of the hoof, the way the path in the wood splits, the author of the book, the origin of the crucifix, the waitress looking for tips in the place where the cook spits. This is where I was when the bomb dropped, hiding from the uninvited onslaught. I've seen people who don't believe in sleep count sheep with calculators that double as alarm clocks. From Noah's Ark all the way to Rosa Parks, some black folk pushing white agendas inside of an office with flowcharts. Technology ain't shit, we feed off the fruit. When I stuff leaves with absence in my briefcase, follow suit.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Right. Yeah, book's pretty heavy. Sorry, it's kind of hard to read sometimes, so my apologies if I stumble over some words or it's pretty heavy book. Again, we're gonna hold the comments off on that book till the end. We'll do a whole show on that book. Feel it's pretty important. So anyways, just want to take a quick moment to address one of the calls on the last show. Paul in California called in with comments that he didn't see the importance of talking. Another caller, Sean, called in about the, we're just talking about the constructive fraud and the legal system and how basically decks get stacked against us. We need to figure out the game and help other people figure out this game so that we can slowly pull all of our consent out of this. So anyways, that's my feeling. That's a lot of other people's feeling on it. Paul had a different take on it, which I respect. His opinion was we needed to do something, and I just want to take the time to acknowledge that he is correct. However, in the show, I don't want to be the one condoning any violence or extremist action, and I don't think anybody else does. you know, let's be smart about this thing. That's exactly what they're trying to bait us to do. So, you know, just got to be very careful the words you use and how you use them. But in no way, shape, or form would I ever condone any crazy, stupid stuff. So that's a trap they've laid for us. And I hope nobody's dumb enough to fall for it. So anyways, yeah, let's talk about solutions. We can discuss some ideas and solutions. I would love to hear anybody else call in with some good ideas and thoughts on this. Because, yeah, we're in a kind of a pickle. And there's plenty of ways we can get involved and support different aspects of basically freeing ourselves from the beast system. And the reason I refer to it as the beast system is because that's just the way I see it these days. It really is an evil, demonic beast system. And so, number one, and first and foremost, we should all pray and have repentance to God for being silent as this agenda has come to fulfillment over the last 50 plus years. This grand picture is much bigger than all of us. And then I'm not sure really how anyone cannot see that this is some sort of spiritual war. And it's a war and a battle being fought for our very souls. Now, if you don't agree with that, that's cool. I understand. No big deal. I'm not going to push it on you either. But I will talk about it periodically because that's where I stand with things. So I will bring up some aspects of this, but I'm not going to beat it down your throat. Well, so Andor, then we can get in to politics locally. Become active. Support truly known righteous people who are not corruptible by money, who don't sell out, and we don't allow anyone else to do this. We have to start taking back our local politics. The system is being corrupted down to the lowest levels of politics. The school boards, the county commissioners, planning and zoning, every aspect of these towns is being taken over. And depending on demographics, where you live, some areas are heavier than others, but pretty much in all these areas, they have infiltrated many, many local public offices. So we really need to kind of get involved and watch them. And I'll touch on that a little later. You know, part of that would be actively speaking out at your local meetings and to call out these crazy agendas. You know, this is everywhere. I just want to take note when the coronavirus COVID restrictions, COVID, whatever you want to call it, were making the kids wear masks. I mean, I went to every school board meeting, you know, basically just putting it out there that this is, you know, not scientific. This is not based on science. This damages the kids. And yeah, there were some other moms there and there was a couple dads there here and there. Towards the end, it started getting more and more. But as soon as they lifted the mask mandates, poof, they all disappeared. All pressure was let off the school district. They're still doing the same things, you know, rolling out their SEL, social emotional learning, whatever other names they got nowadays. They change the name all the time, keep it harder for us to keep track of. But, you know, I sure didn't see a lot of allies out there. I saw some. I met some good people doing it. But honestly, there could have been more. Now, if 150 of us were down there, 200 wanting to speak, they might have had a different tune. But where was everybody? You know, another solution, maybe you can do what Brendan O'Connell speaks of and what William Cooper used to do and people like Ernst Zundel used to do. They produced high-end flyers and pamphlets and mailers, and they put them on doors and cars, and they handed them out, and they went to church, and they handed them out, and they, you know, they talked to their friends about it. They got in people's faces and said, hey, you know, like they had a discussion. We should be sending that kind of information, really high level information to politicians, maybe even some three letter agencies, news organizations. You know, the news organizations aren't going to do anything with it. But the more we keep putting that in their faces, that we know what they're doing, we know what they're up to, and including our politicians, maybe they'll start backing off and changing their strategies a little bit. Imagine if they started getting 10, 20, 30,000 emails about the same subject from all their constituents. Imagine. All right, guys, we'll be right back.
movement to clamp down with your iron fist. Drugs became conveniently available for all the kids. Following the Reich's movement to clamp down with your iron fist. Drugs became conveniently available for all the kids.
Mother, my crack, my smack, my bitch, right here in Hollywood.
Nearly 2 million Americans are incarcerated in the prison system of the U.S.
They're trying to build a prison.
They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison.
For you and me to live in.
Another prison system. Another prison system. Another prison system.
For you and me.
Minor drug offenders fill your prisons, you don't even flinch. All our taxes paying for your wars against the new non-rich. Minor drug offenders fill your prisons, you don't even flinch. All our taxes paying for your wars against...
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby,
right.
My mama told
what
me
a great song. Johnny Cash. All right, where do we leave off? We're talking about ideas. Just some of my ideas. I hope you guys got some other ideas. Call in, please. Let me know what your thoughts are. Because, you know, I've just been brainstorming and trying to think of ways that we could all unplug. And that's another, leads me to the next one. Unplug yourself out of the system. Pull yourself out in any way, in as many ways as possible. Stop consenting. We're not going to wear these masks again. We're not taking your stupid vax, if you can call it a vaccine. We're going to continue to use cash as much as possible, and we're going to set up parallel systems on how to survive government encroachment on our ways of life. And that's what we really need to keep focusing on. One of the other things, and some people are pretty black-pilled, I'm pretty black-pilled myself, but you know, this is definitely an important subject. If you remember, Stalin made the quote, it's not he who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes. Are you actively supporting an election integrity effort? On one hand, yes, we know elections are a joke. But on the other hand, if we can't even vote in this country, which supposedly we still have this right to, and we can't do it properly in an audible, traceable way, which, you know, again, they're not doing that, but we should be helping and supporting those kind of efforts too. So that is a pretty important thing. We do need to witness it when they steal it again next time, if they are able to, which pretty sure they're going to be able to. They seem like they've perfected it. But we do need witnesses and people to document it and just to convince the average rube out there that, hey, there's these politicians aren't elected. They're selected. last thing I want to just as an idea is get to know your neighbors, build relationships with your local and even outside your local area, actively talk about these issues, try to listen and learn from them if possible. I think that's probably a good thing to try to really do these days and age. And we're going to need to work with others. And at certain points, it's better to build these relationships now rather than later. So I think that would be pretty important. So those are my ideas, seven little ideas. And yeah, I agree with Paul. We got to do something, but please don't call and Fed post and, you know, try to incite some violence because none of us are dumb enough to fall for it. So anyways, that's my words on the feds. So I had this article I want to share. It was really interesting. And it's by, I found it on Sasha Latipova's Substack. Was weaponized GIS used in Lahaina? This information is from an anonymous contributor, describes the evidence from the GIS, which is Geographic Information Systems, of extreme precision and selectivity of the Lahaina fire. It also points to the plans of potentially moving all low-income residents off their properties and into a concentration camp, 15-minute city. GIS is a computer system for capturing, storing, checking, and displaying data related to positions on the earth. GIS can show many different kinds of data on one map, street, buildings, basically, they're saying that they use a GIS program to decide which properties they wanted to eliminate. U.S. government's had all these data later in extreme detail for all areas in the country. So, yes, counties, cities all have. As of August 25th, if you navigated your web browser to Google Maps, select satellite view, and then globe view. Okay, sorry. You all know that. So anyways, it's talking about at the north end of Lahaina, I see the fire station, courthouse, civic center, police station, which were all spared from fire damage, despite very clear damage to surrounding undeveloped land around these buildings. What I found interesting is the surrounding undeveloped land with extensive fire damage are parcels owned by the Department of Hawaiian Homelands, Housing Finance and Development Corp, which both appear to be the same and fall under Hawaii's HUD authority. HUD appears owning property along the south of the Civic Center, down by the Lahaina Bypass. Everything west of HUD-owned parcels are hundreds of small residential lots, which were all destroyed, seemingly from fires originating from that HUD land. Only a small home community was spared, and it appears intact between Lelei Parkway and Kaneu Road. Again, I'm not pronouncing those right. Interesting thing about this community, it appears to fall under HUD authority as well. Large parcels of land south of Lahaina Bypass are owned by large developers and trusts, and everything west of these parcels were hundreds of small residential lots, which were all destroyed as well. So basically, what this thing is saying is they decided which properties they were going to burn and not burn, and they had a mapping system, and they had it all plotted out, and they burned that place with such precision that in one of the videos linked in this article, it shows a older commercial area that had like a bunch of little markets right next to a hotel. I mean, directly adjacent to the hotel. That was completely burned, and not a tree or bush or soot marking exists on the hotel. So that's the kind of precision they were able to, in my opinion, microwave this city with. It's a really interesting article. I encourage you to check her out. She's got some good stuff. I thought you guys would like that because she has a bunch of other really good stuff on the vaccine. So check that article out. It'll be linked in the show description. I really do believe that whether it was lasers or microwave or some sort of electrical discharge or plasma fire, it really doesn't matter. What matters is recognizing these patterns and being able to try to predict where this is going to happen next. Because we might really depend, our lives depend on being able to figure out and stay one step ahead of these people. So I think we all need to pay attention to this thing, and just wanted to bring these articles up. I'm not going to beat this thing to death, but it's a super important topic. So another article that will be linked in the description, aluminum dust from geoengineering fueling super wildfires, according to an author. Now, it's important to note this guy was supposed to be a fiction author. This article was written in September 6, 2018 on PR Newswire. While researching for his new novel, author Dennis Mills discovered an alarming link between chemtrails and the super wildfires. The author discovered that at unprecedented levels of aluminum and barium nanodust, primary components in chemtrails, both of which are incendiary, are fueling the ferocity of these super wildfires. Retired U.S. Air Force Brigadier General Charles Jones has been quoted from public sources as stating, "These white aircraft spray trails are the result of scientifically verifiable spraying of aluminum particles and other toxic heavy metals, polymers, and chemicals. Millions of tons of aluminum and barium are sprayed almost daily across the U.S., states Mills, a former naval officer and UCLA graduate. Just sprinkle aluminum and barium dust on fire and see what happens. It's near explosive. When wildfires break out, aluminum and barium dust results in levels of fire intensity so great as to cause firefighters to coin a new term called firenados. He said the entire U.S., in addition to various other NATO countries, are being sprayed. Government has for years denied the existence of chemtrail spraying and now calls program by various names, all under geoengineering." Okay, anyway, he's not the first and only person to say that. I'll dig up some good articles maybe on the soil samples they've done, and it's hard to find some of this information nowadays. A lot of good articles and information that was especially detailed or had evidence, a lot of that stuff disappears. So that was back in 2018, and just recently we have a congressionally mandated research plan, an initial research government framework related to solar radiation modification, June 2023. So the White House has this little press release that they're going to consider doing geoengineering to supposedly protect the human race from catastrophic global warming, from too much carbon, which we all know that's BS. But, you know, it's just a big, big fluff article on how they're going to research it and make sure it's not harmful. But at no point have I seen in this 44-page article or PDF anything about concern for human life. I mean, they say they want to make it safe or something like that, but they didn't put it in terms of, like, genuine concern for people or the health of the planet or anything. You know, they say they are, but I really don't get that impression. So, state of understanding, climate intervention has been a topic of research for several decades. Well, yeah, thanks to you guys. Of a variety of proposed methods, stratospheric aerosol injection, called SAI, and marine cloud brightening, MCB, currently have garnered the most interest because of a combination of projected feasibility and estimated costs. Volcanic eruptions, which are known to cool the Earth, are natural analogs for SAI, while ship tracks over the ocean demonstrate the mechanism underpinning MCB. Cirrus cloud thinning, which cools the surface by allowing more terrestrial radiation to escape to space, has been explored using model simulations that are known or are not known for natural analogs. Substantial modeling efforts, geoengineering model, intercomposition, comparison project, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, they've been doing this for years. And they say they're going to come out and do it just to protect us. You know, this really is clown world. It really is crazy. It really is absolutely crazy. I mean, Has anybody else besides, I'm only the only one I've done this I know of, but has anybody else looked through old photographs, old family photographs, and looked to see if they could see the same type of skies that we see today? The same grid shape patterns or lines across the skies. When I looked, my grandma and aunt took a lot of pictures. I didn't see one. I saw two pictures that were questionable, and one of them looked like a cold front, like sometimes the clouds will form a line, like a cold front coming in. One of them looked like that, and one of them was just kind of questionable. I've talked to a lot of older people that claim they don't remember them when they were younger. Some people do. Again, we're talking about contrails that disappear shortly after the plane passes or a certain point in the sky. They usually disappear, but not these broad, thin clouds that these things eventually spread to. So that's what I'm talking about. I don't think people saw that back in the day. They might have saw some contrails that lasted a while, but not like the, we see today. Anyway, so they're talking about these solar climate intervention methods, and, you know, just probably a bunch of BS. It makes me wonder what they're really hiding, what they're really doing. You know, these programs have multiple facets, multiple reasons. Are they terraforming the planet for something else? Are they trying to hide something in the skies? Do they, you know, again, do they know something that we don't know, which is very likely? I don't know. There's evidence of that, all those things, basically. So anyways, I wanted
to... Sir, my message is simple.
This topic really annoys me because you could look up in the sky and you have two people, you know, disagreeing on this. So,
anyway, stop defaming me.
You know, just be ready, guys.
Do I feel lucky?
They're going to keep pushing this out.
Well, do you, punk?
You punk? Yeah, man. Be ready. They're going to keep spraying us, so. It's a bad thing. I have another really funny article for you guys. This is pretty good. So this is based on a CIA declassified document. Maybe you've heard this.
The anti-Semitic remarks.
Yes, probably. August 5th, 2010, sanitized copy approved for release. Henry Kissinger, a Soviet agent of influence. In a nationwide broadcast on ABC TV, I summarize documentation showing that former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger is a Soviet agent of influence and also indicated the precise meaning of the term as distinct from Soviet agent.
Stop defaming me.
Yeah, he would say that, but he doesn't care. Anyways, the CIA actually questioned if he was an agent of influence or that came across their desk. Somebody questioned it. And look where we are today. Look where we're at today. And this guy's gotten away and he's still alive. Yeah.
Sir, my message is simple.
Let me see here. So, yeah, you should read it. I linked it in here. Naturally, Zem Braden, a close friend of Kissinger household, denies all these charges flatly. In only one point of his column, Lloyd LaRouche, as noosed in nuts, April 6th, does he appear to reject any of the evidence presented during that broadcast. Mr. Braden held a high-ranking position under the late CIA director, Alan Dulles. And during the period that Mr. Russell's intimate dealings with Mr. Khrushchev were being conducted through Mr. Russell's World Association of Parla, mentions for World Government and the Hugwash Conference Series. I've never heard of that. Facts that Mr. Braden denied so vigorously now were facts coming across his own desk during the period of service with Mr. Dulles at the CIA. Unless Mr. Braden has suffered astonishing memory lapses, he knows that nuclear deterrence, flexible response, and detention, detente generally were each part of a package deal. Anyway,
this is Twilight Zone.
They're trying to build a prison! They're trying to build a prison! They're trying to build a prison!
For you and me to live in!
Another prison system!
Alright guys, take a break. Be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hi, Ren. I've been taking some time to be distant. I've been taking some time to be still. I've been taking some time to be by myself, and I've spent half my life ill. But just as sure as the tide starts turning, just as sure as the night has dawned, just as sure as the rainfall soon runs dry when you stand in an eye of a storm, I was made to be tested and twisted. I was made to be broken and beat. I was made by his hand. It's all part of his plan that I stand on my own 2 feet. And you know me, my will is eternal. And you know me, you've met me before. Face to face with a beast, I will rise from the east and I'll settle on the ocean floor. And I go by many names also. Some people know me as Hope. Some people know me as the voice that you hear when you loosen the noose on the rope. And you know how I know that I'll prosper? 'Cause I stand here beside you today. I have stood in the flames that cremated my brain, and I didn't once flinch or shake. So coward, the man I've become, when I sing from the top of my lungs, that I won't retire, I'll stand in your fire, inspire that make to be strong. And when I am gone, I will rise in the music that I left behind, for
ferocious, persistent, immortal like you, we're
a
limited difference.
Very nice. That's a cool song. Thank you, Mike. Yeah, I got a caller. Hang on one second. I just want to run through this article real quick. This is a little bit older article. March 24th, 2023. Grant reveals Fed's horrific plans to censor American speech. So, anyways, you could follow the money, and basically the DOD and the usual suspects are basically funding, monitor, and, you know, keep tabs on everything. It's part of the old social credit war thing going on. Again, all these articles and a couple more are linked. So if you guys want to check them out, I don't want to bore you and go into the details or read every one of these, but these things are going on, and eventually support places like RBN, it's going to be really hard to find like-minded people to even have a discussion with. So we got to pay attention to this. We got to let people know that we don't support this stuff. You know, these spying little weirdos, it's kind of getting a little too far. You know, spraying the skies, or spying on us, getting a little bit out of hand. Anyways, let's go to our caller. 8 o'clock. Let's go to our caller. Yeah, who's with
hello?
Us? Hello.
This is Brent Howell. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. You're live. Go ahead.
Great. I have an idea. Just study your enemy.
Yes, sir.
Study your enemy and form a tribe, and in about 7,000 years, you and your tribe can rule the world. Okay?
That's good, man. Good. It's a true story, folks. If you're new to here, you gotta listen more. Hang on.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.